From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, what had been a largely peaceful protest turning deadly for some of the demonstrators today. That's after supporters of Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak clashed with anti-government protesters camped out there. There were reports of pro-Mubarak supporters riding into the crowd on horseback, brandishing whips. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more on the situation there.
In theory, there's a curfew, but right now, all throughout Tahrir Square, at every major entrance, pro- and anti-Mubarak factions are squaring off, yelling at each other. Some are still throwing things. For hours today, they fought running street battles in and around the square. They threw bricks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, rocks. Some people grabbed sheets of corrugated metal from construction sites and used those as shields as they charged each other. The Egyptian military, for the most part, stood by and let these clashes go on. They did very little to intervene or separate the sides, besides occasionally firing a warning shot.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Cairo, where it is now after midnight. Cameras still show people in the square. There are reports of numerous injuries in connection with the rioting and an unknown number of deaths. Airlines were again canceling thousands of flights for a second day, a result of a monster storm that hit the Midwest and the East Coast. NPR's Paul Brown reports Chicago's two airports are technically open, but no planes have been flying in or out.
Chicago's Aviation Commissioner Rosemary Andolino says even after crews clear runways at O'Hare and Midway airports, they don't always stay clear for long.
A lot of winds. You have to remember O'Hare sits on over 7,000 acres of land, so it's like being out in the countryside, and this wind is whipping around and blowing snow from one end to the other.
Andolino says storm-generated winds at flying altitudes are also a big issue for airlines. She says Chicago airports are not packed with stranded passengers.
I think we put up 120 cots, and not all of them were full.
And that's because there was plenty of warning for this storm. Paul Brown, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill, a Senate committee revisited the debate taking place over whether the centerpiece of the health care overhaul law is unconstitutional. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
At issue is whether Congress can legally require most Americans to purchase private health insurance or pay a penalty. Constitutional litigator Michael Carvin says no.
The decision of the citizen not to buy health insurance doesn't even affect commerce.
But Oregon Attorney General John Kroger disagrees.
The idea that being uninsured doesn't affect commerce is just factually incorrect.
Kroger and many other experts say that's because the uninsured still get health care, but when they can't pay for it, their bills get passed on to others. More than two dozen lawsuits challenging the law have been filed. Most have been dismissed, but several are still wending their way through the legal process. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, stocks led largely treading water, in part over concerns about the situation in Egypt. The Dow was up, but just a point today. This is NPR. Verizon, which now joins AT&T in offering Apple's popular iPhone, says it will begin taking orders for the iPhone 4 tomorrow. The company announced today that in addition to the cost of the phone, customers will be required to get either a basic voice plan, which costs $40 a month, or a plan that includes unlimited texting for $60. In addition, a separate plan for receiving email on the Internet will cost another $30 a month. The company says it's setting aside a limited number of iPhones for those who are already Verizon customers. The Environmental Protection Agency has decided to regulate perchlorate in drinking water. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that reverses a Bush administration policy.
Perchlorate interferes with the thyroid's ability to produce important growth hormones. It can disrupt the normal development of fetuses, babies, and children. The EPA says between 5 million and 17 million Americans may be getting tap water contaminated with perchlorate. Some perchlorate occurs naturally. It's also made for use in rocket fuel, fireworks, flares, and explosives. Government agencies have increasingly been finding the chemical in drinking water and even food. The EPA also is announcing plans to set drinking water standards for 16 other toxic chemicals that may cause cancer. They're known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. The EPA didn't specify a deadline for the new standards. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
According to some new numbers out from the Treasury Department, it may not be till the end of May the government hits its $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. That would be a bit later than some had been forecasting, apparently largely due to higher than anticipated levels of tax receipts. Oil prices were up today. The price of oil closed up 9 cents a barrel to end the session at $90.86 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.